Cal Poly Humboldt filmmaker Sarah Lassley has spent the last 20 years building a body of experimental, community-driven work. This spring, that long arc of creative practice reached a new milestone. Lassley was awarded a Guggenheim Fellowship, one of the most prestigious honors available to mid-career artists. The fellowship will support her newest and most ambitious project yet, Muckrakers, a hybrid documentary musical about waste, labor, and rural resilience in Humboldt County. Lassley says the recognition arrives at a moment when the project finally demands real resources.
The process to get there is 2 decades of work, but you know, I had never applied for a Guggenheim Fellowship before. It's for mid-career artists, and I think it's always kind of confusing to figure out when that is. You know, there's like a moment where you're kind of like, oh, is this the middle?
Lassley says she never applied before because of her work. Intentionally handmade, low budget, and experimental. Never required the kind of funding the fellowship provides.
A lot of my work has always been like super no budget, kind of intentionally like handmade. I'm interested in where the hand falls apart and this kind of like desire to lift something with limited means to a greater potential.
But Muckrakers is different and it needs a real budget.
We've been working on this project Muckrakers, which is a documentary about waste management in Humboldt County that then morphs halfway through into a giant community musical. And so when you're taking on a musical, you have a lot of people and you have to pay them and feed them and rehearse them.
Lassley says that's when she realized she needed to apply for the Guggenheim Fellowship.
We knew that this project would have need to have a proper budget, and that was when I decided to apply for the Guggenheim Fellowship. But this is it's a tough year to apply for that fellowship because, as we know, all the grants, the big grants, have been cut at the higher end. So it means everyone kind of trickles down, and this is a pretty major grant cycle anyway. So it felt like a really long shot, and I'm still kind of in shock that it came through.
Before the Guggenheim Fellowship, Lassley built her films through a patchwork of internal grants and community support.
The premise of it was that I was going to make it with 30 of my students. It was just going to be me and 30 students. And in order for that project to happen, I knew I needed funding to pay all of the students. So that was when I started applying for internal grants through the university, got an IRFSA grant, which is the Emeritus Retired Faculty and Staff Association, got an RSCA grant through the SPF Foundation, and was able to kind of pool internal resources to fund that project.
That same model helped launch Muckrakers, with support from the Dean's Office, the Humboldt Area Foundation, and Canvas Community Collaborations. Lassley's background is in experimental film and video art, and she's never been interested in traditional narrative rules.
I've never approached narrative with convention in mind. Like, that's not even a priority of mine at all. I like to use convention, and I like to use like cinematic structure and cinematic devices as a way to like pull people into something that feels familiar, and then to kind of flip the ground so that suddenly they're confronted with something that's maybe a bit uncomfortable.
Her practice, what she calls experimental documentary, uses metafiction, disruption, and emotional tension to push audiences toward reflection.
I believe that change occurs at the point where discomfort outweighs risk, where you really feel like you're able to sort of step over the discomfort and like make a change. And so, you know, that's something that I keep in mind as like an ethos.
Muckrakers continues that tradition, but with a new focus, the real lives of Humboldt County's waste workers.
We're working with subject matter that is true, this like the nature of waste management in Humboldt County, the stories of actual like waste workers who are dealing with the muck all day, like managing and moving and processing the waste that we as consumers or customers, you know, we like to throw things away and pretend they're invisible. And I'm mapping that onto this like greater sort of sociocultural way that we throw away working class people and their labor.
The title comes from a surprising mix of sources, a 1917 religious text, Zora Neale Hurston and Teddy Roosevelt.
The concept of the muck, yes, comes from the Pilgrim's Promise, which was a text written in, I think it's 1917. And it was actually something that Dean Jeff Crane, who's a historian, mentioned to me when I was talking about the muck. You know, I was thinking of Their Eyes Are Watching God has like a reference to the muck as well. And so Jeff Crane was the one who was like, oh, you should look into like, you know, this text, The Pilgrim's Promise, which the man with the muckrake in that text was sort of so diligent and in his job of like raking the muck that he's judged in the text for not like having kind of larger religious spiritual awareness. And, you know, there's that piece and how we want to kind of redeem that figure by saying like, well, yeah, he does have that spiritual awareness, but he's burdened by this like labor that someone has to do, you know, so we're kind of redeeming that figure. But then it was also a play on the sensational journalism label of muckraker and, you know, Teddy Roosevelt's speech in that regard. And just thinking of like, you know, this like uprising of voices, you know, in the community as a kind of parallel to muckraker journalism that was trying to sort of unearth, you know, these working conditions. So I think we just kind of felt that it like triangulated in a nice way. And it looks really good in a death metal font.
But the most surprising element of Muckrakers, maybe its music, and the unlikely path to working with world-famous music producers on the film.
I got into the Ann Arbor Film Festival, which is this like incredibly prestigious, like Oscar qualifying festival, the oldest experimental festival in the US. And the guy who drives the van is this producer, Chris Peters. And we're driving around and he's like, oh, what film was yours? And I was like, oh, Welcome to the Enclave. He's like, oh, that was my favorite film. It's like, if you ever want me and my boy Mike to score something, we'd love to. And he tells me Mike's name. And I'm like, oh, I know Mike. Like, he wrote all the Insane Clown Posse songs from the 90s that I grew up with. 2 years later, I followed up and I was like, all right, we have this idea, this dump musical. And they were both on board immediately. It was really kind of kismet.
What followed was a whirlwind of studio sessions, lyric writing, and community rehearsals.
We spent 3 days in the studio, and I'm in a studio with all these like platinum albums on the walls. It was like very humbling. And, you know, we for 3 days kind of just like workshopped all this music that then was like a 12-minute assembly. I took it back to Humboldt and I, you know, started kind of cutting it up, and I had to write the lyrics and the melodies for it, which is funny because I'm not a musician and I don't do that. And it was at the end of the time in Detroit where I was like, okay, what's next? And they're like, you go write all the lyrics. I was like, I don't know how to do that. You know? And they were like, oh, you'll figure it out. So I spent the last 3 months like writing lyrics and music.
The project will culminate in a massive community recording session at Cal Poly Humboldt this May. For Lastly, Muckrakers is the largest scale project she has ever attempted.
This is definitely the largest budget project that I've ever had by far. Now, Nicola, luckily, has worked on much, much bigger budget projects in her producing career. She's, you know, she's not scared about the budget. I'm terrified.
Now, she's coordinating dozens of performers, set builders, musicians, and community members.
Every night, after 9 p.m., I'm like, oh, I can't do this. I get so terrified. But then in the morning, I'm like, no, you're going to do this. You're going to do this.
What keeps Lastly going is the thrill of the unknown.
There's this kind of question mark of like, what will happen when we bring all these people together? And I think that's the most exciting and interesting part for me. And I have to kind of keep focusing on like the science experiment of making art in this way and like how it will surprise me. And that's incredible.
The fellowship means the film can finally move into production. The timeline is ambitious. Recording music in May, shooting the documentary and building the trash mound through summer, filming in the fall, post-production in 2027, followed by a rural screening tour across the North Coast. For Lastly, the fellowship is not just support for a film. It's recognition that rural stories deserve national attention.
I'm really grateful, and I guess I'll just say the thing that shocked me the most and made me the most like optimistic is that a major institution like the Guggenheim would see a small rural project like this and feel like it deserves this like massive institutional support.
Filmmaker Sarah Lastly's project, Muckrakers, is now officially underway, with community rehearsals happening this spring and production continuing through the year. You can follow updates at sarahlastly.com. For KMUD News, I'm Gabriel Zucker.